Hallelujah.
So when I say certain things, I'm not saying this to offend you, because I don't know if any other preacher going to be quite as bold as I am in this area I'm going to talk about. I made mention of it before, but I'm going to be just quite bold. And that's why I'm saying what I'm saying, so you won't think I'm talking about you. I won't expose the devil. Because he'll cause us enough hurt, enough pain, and he will continue to inflict in any area that you allow him. Amen. You're going to have to be like the Bible says. And that's what we want to do. So let me read James, not James, 1 Peter again. You ready? It's up there. It says what? Be sober. Do what? Be sober. Be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, my adversary, and it tells us who our adversary is, the devil. As what? A roaring lion. As a roaring lion, he goes about seeking what? Walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. He's looking for those open areas in your life. He's looking for those weak places that you hadn't built up. He's looking for those places that in your heart that you are ignorant, unaware, unlearned, unconcerned. Go along, get by. He's looking for it. He said, that's a chunk there. I can deal with them.
Right.
You know what a chunk is, don't you? Okay. Somebody that's stupid. He said, now listen to this in the Amplified. So kill. No, I'm in the wrong one. What am I doing? No, that ain't the one. I'm not ready for that one. I'm going all that. Let me get over here. I'm not ready for that one yet. 5:8. So he says in the Amplified, be well banners. Temperate, sober-minded, be vigilant, cautious at all times, for that enemy of yours, who? That enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a what? Like a lion roaring in his, what? Fierce hunger. Seeking someone to singe upon and devour. He's seeking someone. But you notice this word, he said, King James said, be sober. And we talked about this the last time. Let's look at it again. Be sober. You can't communicate with a drunk man too much. You ever tried to? I had an uncle. And he was notorious for getting drunk. And he just turned, the best person in the world when he's sober. And when he gets drunk, he turns into a monster. Didn't want to fight anything, anybody, anywhere. And Satan wants you to be drunk. Because when you're drunk, you do stupid stuff. Come on. You do silly things. And you say silly stuff. I don't care. Yeah, you do. and you say something to you, someone that's close and dear to you, while you're in your drunken stage. And people, you know, we talk about my uncle that get drunk on booze or you know, stuff like that. But we got too many people drunk on sin. And when you're drunk on sin, you'll say stupid stuff. But the Lord said, don't you be that way. You be sober. Because what you're saying, you're framing a world you don't want to live in. I'm going to say it again. When you say silly things, unscripted things, ungodly things, thing that God didn't tell you to say and didn't put in the word for you to learn, and you go around saying them, you are framing a world you don't want to live in, but it's your world you frame. Hallelujah. And so you have to be sober. Not drunk when it comes to the scripture. And too many people get drunk on Wednesday night and Sunday morning. But especially when they get so drunk they don't know, they can't find a way to the church. They get so drunk they ain't never found a way on prayer line, but they can find that Black Friday sale. It's amazing what people can find. They can sober up and find it, but when it come down to what really means something in their life, they can't find it. They get so drunk, boy, a whole bunch of Christian fellowship had gotten drunk. We're going to have to get them sober. They don't show up on Wednesday night. Now, I just might as well tell you the truth. But when trouble shows up, they want somebody to pray them out. You need to have some upfront prayer. You need to have some things prayed out ahead of time. You don't need to try to pray something up when you're in the middle of a storm. Storm may tear you up before you can get prayed up. I'm just telling the truth. You started too late. It's not that the prayer didn't work, not that the word didn't work. You just didn't work it soon enough. Hello? So he said, be what? Be sober. Then I did the honor, myself, honor. Let me see, can I get it up here? Hallelujah. How did I do this? All right, here we go. Stop it. All right. It says, be sober. Then it says, the next word said, be what? Be vigilant. And the word vigilant means to be kingly watchful, to detect danger. And too many saints is not king sharp, aware of the danger that those words coming out of your mouth, the stuff you get involved in. You got to be king sharp to detect danger. When you take one of Satan's words in your mouth, you are doing a dangerous thing to yourself. And you are setting up danger for your family. That's why I say all the time, and then people, they can say what they want to, but I'm going to say all the time, storms and tornadoes don't come to my house. I'm not going to wait until one show up to say it. I'm saying it now. And I say it all the time. I found out God is not going around tearing up my stuff. So I'm not going to let that heathen, that enemy of mine, because he just told me who he is. Satan is an enemy. And he's not going around tearing up what God has blessed me with. He gave it to you and me to be able to serve others and to enjoy life. Hello? You know?